bounty are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Early morning showers take us in to our Tuesday here in Thunder Country. This weather update brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Throughout the day on Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are going to persist. Your afternoon high is going to be around 88 degrees with an 80% chance of precipitation. We could receive up to 3/4 of an inch of rain and 1 to 2 inches on the overnight Tuesday.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I got Phil Brown. He's the Operations Project Manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Rathbun Lake. Phil, thanks for being with me here on Just Start Talking on KIIC.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a great time to talk about Rathbun Lake. A lot of rainfall this spring, which is nice to see. And there's so many things to chat about. But let's dig in a little bit and talk about camping first. And camping is something that people really enjoy to do, to get away a little bit from the hectic pace. Talk about the campgrounds there at Rathbun Lake.
You bet. Yeah, so Rathbun provides, the Corps of Engineers provides 4 campgrounds with approximately 400 camping sites at the 4 campgrounds. 3 of them located on the north side of the lake, Buck Creek, Prairie Ridge Campground, and Bridgeview Campground, and then our largest campgrounds on the south side, which is Island View Campground. But there's other camping opportunity. The State Park, Honey Creek State Park, has a campground. And then Rathbun Marina also provides camping opportunity at their location. So a lot of camping opportunity at the lake. And then if anybody's been down to the lake recently, there's a lot of private campgrounds popping up around the lake too. So there's definitely been a change in the area with respect to interest to camp and stay and recreate at Rathbun Lake in the last couple, 3 or 4 years. It's definitely increased exponentially. And we kind of call it the COVID effect.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, all the campground facilities do have electrical hookups. Is that correct?
That would be correct for the core campgrounds. I'll speak to them mainly. But we do have all our sites are electrical sites.
And so those conveniences are what makes it really nice because of the fact that that's provided. People don't have to bring a generator. And quite frankly, with the last holiday that we had, the Memorial Day, your vacancy was very, very full, correct?
That is correct, yeah. We again, kind of coming off that COVID era where a lot of attention was brought to the lake with what was called the staycation period, and that seems to have maintained our visitation over the last couple of years. We usually always have been pretty full on the holiday weekends, and it just seems like now it's almost 100% occupancy on the holiday weekends. And even it's spilled into, we're noticing a lot of higher percentage of occupancy through the weekdays. It's carrying into the weekdays too. So yeah, we stay pretty busy, but there's still opportunity. There's still an opportunity to get you a campsite and come down and camp.
And people can register very, very easily. They can get on the website. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, everything federal government-wise started going automated in the last couple, 3 or 4 years. It just coincidentally coincided with COVID where we don't – a reservation system isn't handled locally. It's handled by a national contractor. So it's recreation.gov is the website that folks get on, and then they navigate their way to wherever they're wanting to stay at a federal project. In our case, Rathbun Lake, you'd find Rathbun Lake and then locate the campground you're interested in, and from there you kind of can see it lays out the campsites and the reservation for those sites and if they're available to be reserved for camping on the dates you desire.
I'm talking with Phil Brown. He's the operations project manager there at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Rathbun Lake. And Phil, camping also goes hand in hand with recreation. Talk about those things that are happening there recreation-wise.
Yeah, besides just, of course, camping that's provided at Lake Rathbun, you know, you have hiking opportunities, for example. We've got trail system on the North Shore in particular. We've got an 8.4-mile trail system. It's a compacted rock that connects from Honey Creek Resort to the north end of the golf course there. And there's a trailhead parking lot on J18 that most might see as they're heading towards Honey Creek Resort. And then that trail goes 8.4 miles down to Prairie Ridge Campground, which is a core campground. So really nice trail opportunity there. There is a snowmobile trail that's not being as well maintained, you know, a winter activity trail that used to extend for 45 miles around the lake. Portions of that trail still exist. That trail I just mentioned, the North Shore Trail, is part of that. And then, of course, we got boating, you know, boating at the lake. And the key factor that you kind of touched on is we'd been in a drought period, and the lake was about a foot and a half low as we come into the spring here. But fortunately, we've had some good spring rain, and the lake is a foot and a half high now. So that's key to a nice, safe boating season. Safer, I'll say it that way. It kind of hides some of those shoals or those shallow areas a little better. It puts them deeper underwater. And then, of course, more importantly, it's our boat ramps. We don't run into issues with the bottom of those boat ramps being drop-offs because of the lower lake elevation. So, yeah, boating is definitely picked up. Our boat ramp parking areas are spill over on the weekends anymore, it seems like, as does Honey Creek State Park, which is another significant access point that a lot of folks use for recreating on the lake.
And the cool thing also about the recreation park, there's beaches. If people don't have boats, they can go to a beach to enjoy the water and swim in the lake as well. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have two public beaches that the Corps of Engineers operates and maintains. One's at the Buck Creek. It's close to what a lot of folks locally refer to the Boaters Beach, which is right along the dam there. There's a public beach just up from that. And then we also have the Island View Beach. Both beaches we no longer charge at. That was a change at COVID time, and we've kept it in place. A lot of folks, I think, are starting to figure that out finally, that we don't charge to use the public beaches like we used to. The only charging is at the boat ramp for that use. But and then there's the beach at Honey Creek Resort. They have a beach too, but you need to be staying at the resort, or I think you can pay a fee at the resort and get a bracelet and use the beach for the day there if you want to.
One of the most important things about Rathbun Lake area is water quality. That needs to be maintained for health reasons, obviously, both for humans and aquatic. Talk about the process for checking out the lake quality water from the standpoint of the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, water quality is not just a local challenge. It's, you know, it's a world challenge, if you will. But coming back locally, Rathbun Lake is under contract. Portion of the water that we store behind the dam is under contract with Rathbun Regional Water Association. And they provide, their distribution network is about an 18 or 19 county area, I believe 4 counties in northern tier of Missouri, and then the rest in southern Iowa here. And about, I believe they're up to 90 or 100,000 customers on their distribution system. So water quality being critical to their filtration process and costs associated with that. 20-plus years of effort and leadership by the Rathbun Land and Water Alliance, which consists of state and federal agencies and even more importantly, private landowners in the watershed of Rathbun Lake, have been collaborating on doing a lot of sediment basins, grass waterways, cover crops, terraces, etc. All this is cost shared through federal program grants, state funding, collaboration, support, etc. So long story short, there's a lot been going on and continues to go on in the watershed that are all helping improve the water quality of Rathbun Lake. And those projects also improve the land that they're located on. And there's other benefits, too, besides the water quality. These structures, and especially when you get into the sediment ponds or sediment basins, et cetera, it can be small fishery habitat stocked with fish, of course. You could provide other benefits to other wildlife. Could be a duck hunting hole, et cetera. So a lot to be gained with a lot of this, these efforts and these projects that are going on in the watershed and continue to go on.
I'm talking with Phil Brown with the United States Army Corps of Engineers at Rathbun Lake. He's the operations and project manager there. Along those lines with that water quality, your biggest fear is a high amount of what item? Talk about that.
So one of the main contributing factors to what is referred to as a blue-green algae bloom that can be an issue, it'll cause an odor in the water, and at some point it potentially, you know, it can be a hazard, and if it gets in high concentrations to dogs in particular, if they're out in the water and then they lick that off their fur, etc. But it's something that is a challenge to maintain an algae bloom from happening, and that one of the key ingredients is phosphorus, and that's what's coming in on the sediment load, which gets back to the whole efforts throughout the whole watershed to try to capture that sediment, not let it carry that phosphorus load into the lake. That is one of the contributing factors to get towards your blue-green algae bloom. So there's a lot more to that, but that's the very simplistic way of connecting the dots and the value added of all the watershed collaboration to improve water quality and try to keep the phosphorus stable and in the landscape as opposed to in the water, and improving, again, working towards improving our water quality.
Well, I like what you said earlier, that not only the water that's behind the dam, but once that water goes down the river, it's going to affect southern Iowa and then on into Missouri as well, and then eventually it gets to the Missouri River, then the Mississippi, then the Gulf. So it is kind of like the circle of life there. Everything's connected.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right. It's all connected. We can't operate in a vacuum anymore, and I'm hoping people more in the world are coming aware of that, that it's all connected.
Talk a little bit about the fish hatchery. We know that it's controlled by the Iowa DNR, but the fish hatchery is a vital cog in the activities that go on there at Rathbun Lake. Talk about that.
You bet. So the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has a fish hatchery. It's located right below Rathbun Dam. It's on federal land, so we lease to the state the location. Their water for the operations is provided through the dam. There's a line that leads from our tower where our water releases are. So their operation, one of the main focuses is walleye reproduction. And so walleye in the reservoir are maintained by the fish hatchery and their efforts down there. They, for example, in the springtime, they'll get the females out of the lake, bring them down, spawn them, and then put the females back in the lake, and then raise those young. And then at some point, then they're released either back in the lake, and I do believe they also kind of distribute some of the walleye production to other locations in the regions of the state. But very critical element to maintaining the walleye fishery, but there's a lot more going on there with other fish species, of course, at the fish hatchery. So a very busy place and very directly related to a lot of the quality of our fishery in Rathbun Lake is coming from that fish hatchery, and we benefit tremendously from having it right there at the lake.
The water level is a talker sometimes and topic. Talk about what the maintenance means on that water level as it sits in Rathbun Lake.
So, yeah, we in a general sense, every summer we're trying to hit and maintain a level of 904 mean sea level. That's our target pool elevation. But we do have some latitude under our water regulation manual that was recently updated in 2016. And with that manual, we can hold up to a foot and a half of water in the reservoir through the summer season. Kind of provides a little bit of a safety factor, again, for the boating. It helps hide some of the shoaling or the shallow areas. It puts them a little deeper underwater. So, you know, hopefully no boaters then have any damage to their lower units, et cetera, if they're getting too close to the shoreline. But then it also, there's another benefit that flexibility allows under the new water regulation manual is we can hold that water for what's called a fall pulse. And where I'm going with that is, many years the water just goes through the dam, that drop of water goes downstream and eventually just goes to the Gulf of Mexico. And you can say that for a lot of core reservoirs. So the core, with a lot of direction and guidance and support and maybe push, I'll say, started trying to find ways to utilize that water that's being released for other benefits. And those other benefits can be if you release and then maybe help inundate or flood downstream areas that are being managed for wetlands, either state or private. There's a lot of private programs under the NRCS subsidy program for wetland reserve program, etc. That water can be captured for fall waterfowl migration, but there's other benefits to those wetlands than just the waterfowl. There's a lot of species that benefit from those wetlands. We at Rathbun can do the same thing, that foot and a half water we can hold the summer. Under our new manual, we can do what's called a fall pulse. We can release water at the end of September, 1st of October, to get rid of that foot and a half water really quickly, and it'll help back water affect a lot of downstream Iowa DNR lands and Sudan bottoms, private lands in the Sudan bottoms that are under the Wetland Reserve Program, and across the border, Missouri Department of Conservation, Rebels Cove. So there's some benefits from that water being released, too, so it just doesn't run right down the river system.
As people utilize Rathbun Lake, it is a popular place because of a lot of reasons here in southern Iowa. Is there any other projects that are being thought of from the standpoint of the United States Army Corps of Engineers there?
So a lot had gone on. Folks may recall back in roughly 2008, you had the some stimulus push from Congress to upgrade infrastructure in the country, and then more recently the bipartisan bill, infrastructure legislation, the BIL. With those two efforts, just in the last 14 years, 15 years or so, we've pretty well updated a lot of our vault toilets, our flush toilets, our shower buildings, other key infrastructure in the campgrounds, et cetera. So, and roadways, improved roadways, paving, et cetera. So a lot of that improvement, some of it's curbside appeal, but a lot of it's just improvements for our infrastructure and our facilities, is probably at its tipping point now. Probably won't be a lot change in the few years to come until maybe the federal budget switches back to more recreation-focused. Right now it's more focused on other Cree infrastructure in the country, key infrastructure in the country, bridges, things of that nature for public safety, rightfully so. So right now we're in operation and maintenance-type mode probably for quite a few years and just take care of what we got now.
And that's the crazy thing about the budget. It is set by the government. You've got X amount of dollars to deal with, and then you've got to realize where it's going to be used at. So sometimes your hands are tied financially on that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I get what I get. You know, we write up and do our justifications of our needs, but when it boils down to it, obviously, it's Congress's decision on where the emphasis should be for where the funding goes at the national level.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned off air was the volunteer program. Because of those funding challenges that you have, talk about the opportunity for people to volunteer to work for people there at Rathbun Lake and a little bit of a nice kickback by providing something for those volunteers. Talk about that.
Yeah, like we're talking about with the budget, essentially I'll use the word flatlined. It increases a little bit for us at the project level because of salaries for employees, et cetera. But in a general sense, yeah, we've had to start being a little, we had to have some vision starting about 5-6 years ago on how are we going to maintain the level of services for our visitors at Rathbun Lake. And when I say level of services, provide park attendance, custodial cleaning, general groundskeeping, things of that nature that exceeds the ability of just hired labor that I have on staff. So we started moving towards a volunteer program, and fortunately, our demographics of our country, there's a lot of folks out there that are looking for an opportunity to volunteer their time and get free camping, essentially. There's a lot of folks that are pretty mobile in this country, you know, as everybody, you know, the snowbird, so to speak, in this region of the country. So what we benefit from and we rely heavily upon is a volunteer program of folks that stay in their various locations of our campgrounds. We even have one at our office that helps with our mowing around our office. But we provide them free full hookup camping for as long as they want to stay and volunteer and help us out. We get, the federal government gets 20 hours of work a week out of them. I can tell you a couple things. One, a lot of times we get more out of them, not asking for it, but it's just because they enjoy what they're doing, or they take ownership, if you will, and pride in the facilities and want to make sure things are cleaned up or done properly or providing the service if they're a park attendant, volunteer, et cetera. So sometimes we get more than the 20 hours, but they get free camping, stay as long as they can. Most stay for the whole summer, you know, when I say that, roughly May through September. But there's variations of that. We may get folks that just need a couple months here and then they're wanting to move on and go to Kentucky or go to Arizona, whatever. And they've got other plans to volunteer somewhere else for 2 months and just enjoy that location. So there's some of that where we have a volunteer doing something, park attendant duties for May, June, and then they leave and we get a new volunteer doing July, August or something. So variations of that, we're up to 34 volunteers, if that tells you anything, for our four campgrounds doing park attendant, custodial cleaning, General groundskeeping, et cetera. So we rely heavily upon it. It's definitely a win-win for both parties involved, and that's essentially how we're making things work with a flatline federal budget that we're getting for our recreation program.
So with that volunteerism that is available for those people, how do they get into that position in the first place? I'm sure it's an opportunity on the web base.
So, yeah, there's word of mouth is one way, of course. We do some local advertisement. I do things like this, outreach efforts on the radio, et cetera, as we get into the fall to start getting interest and phone calls at the office, et cetera. But bigger picture, this is nothing new nationally, especially with the National Park Service. There's a publication called Work Camper. And that publication, we advertise in that just like the Park Service, Forest Service, et cetera. We put in there, hey, we're looking for volunteers to do park attendant duties, or we're looking for custodial, et cetera, and then contact information. So, and I believe there's even a volunteer network out there on social media nationally that they all are involved in that are volunteers, retirees. So it really hasn't been a challenge yet. I hope I don't jinx us, but since we've been in this, we actually are turning away volunteers at time and having a waiting list. That's a good problem to have, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Fortunately for us, we get a lot of interest to volunteer at Rathbun Lake, and that's helping us provide, again, the services. So, you know, my plug-in is when you're out at the Rathbun Lake and camping, remember that when you're in the campgrounds. I know sometimes things can get a little stressful and frustrated with your pedestals not working or whatever. Remember, most of the people are probably waiting on you unless they're in uniform like a park ranger. They're volunteer more than likely. So, you know, just be courteous and kind as you can be, and they'll work your problem. They'll get a hold of us at the office. They'll let us know, obviously, and we'll take care of it as quick as we can. So,
the beautiful thing about the opportunity for people to go to Rathbun Lake is there's a cornucopia of wildlife. I went on a picnic during the Memorial Weekend. I saw a hummingbird fly right in my face and look at me for a little while, and then I saw a bobcat out and about. So I'm sure there's deer as well. Talk about the wildlife that people have an opportunity to see.
So, you know, everybody thinks that just we're park rangers and they just see us in the summer months driving around the campgrounds, and there's so much more we do. You know, of course, that's the summer duty. That's the visitation season. That's the campground season, et cetera. But the off-season, and when I say off-season, roughly October through March, we're focused then on our wildlife management, and that comes from everything from our wetland management, providing that kind of habitat, making improvements with structures, to inundate or flood areas for wetlands, to as we get into the winter months, the January, February, March, we're doing what's called prescribed burning of our prairies. So we're doing our prairie management. That's key. You need to have a diversity of habitat conditions. You want your forest, you want your prairies, you want your wetlands, et cetera. That gives a whole healthy ecosystem to the management around the lake. Gives you the opportunity to see the bobcats and the hummingbirds and a whole variety of other species. The turkey and deer, everyone know, but there are so many species of birds and amphibians and reptiles, et cetera, that benefit from that diversity of habitat. So our efforts in the winter months, you know, the staff, the park rangers are biologists. The Corps of Engineer park rangers are biologists. They just aren't as practicing, if you will, like an Iowa DNR natural resource member or employee that's pretty well 100% year-round. We're kind of more that 50%. In the winter months, they get to apply their biology degrees, if you will. In the summer months, they're just park, I shouldn't say just, but a park ranger and providing customer service or visitor assistance.
I'm talking with Phil Brown. He's the operation project manager there for the United States Army Corps of Engineers at Rathbun Lake. Phil, this might be a question that you have no idea about, but talk about the biggest fish that's ever been pulled out of the water there at Rathbun Lake.
Yeah, I don't know that. I'll give you a fun-filled fact, though. I do know that Rathbun Lake still holds the record. I believe it's in the Guinness Book. Confirmed that a few years ago with Crappie USA for a one-day crappie fishing tournament, and I believe it was 83 or 84, so it's a long time ago, 604 boats entered a one-day crappie tournament at Rathbun Lake. But that's not answering your question about the largest fish. I don't know about the largest fish. I'm not real sure on the size and the and so forth.
That crappie tournament was a big deal.
Do you remember that?
I do remember.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, crappie-thon.
Yeah, crappie-thon. And I believe it was a couple, 5 years ago, I just kind of reached out with an email real quick to the president at Crappie USA and asked, does that still stand? And his response was yes. So So I'm going off that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, folks, for my edition of Just Start Talking this week, I've been talking with Phil Brown. He's the Operation Project Manager with the United States Army Corps of Engineers at Rathbun Lake. If you want to re-listen to this podcast one more time, go to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Select that audio vault on the top banner there. And then on the right side, you'll see this podcast and all the other podcasts that we've done. You can listen to it all over again. Phil, thanks for taking time out to being with me here on KIIC today.
Thank you very much, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Of Montana. Give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city turned me loose and set me free. Been working every day since I was 20. Haven't got a thing to show for anything I've done. There's folks who never work and they've got plenty. Think it's time some guys like me had some fun. Turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana. And give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city turned me loose and set me free. Hey, big city turned me loose and set me free.
Merle Haggard in the big city. 40% of people say that this is the official scent of summer. No, it's not lavender. It's not lavender, not lilacs. That's a great guess.
Got told that'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. Everybody everywhere had a lighter load to bear and a little bigger piece of the pie. We'd be living us a pretty good life. That'd be all right. good life.